Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
Long hot days in the shade of some big old tree. Making daisy chains and watching all the honeybees.
Hey, old Paul Tompkinson.
Hiya.
How you doing? Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's great to be here. It's fantastic, yeah.
I know you've been here before, and
yes.
I do know you because you're one of my very good friends.
Yes.
But people who are listening might not know you, so can you introduce yourself?
Of course, yeah. I'm Paul Tompkinson. I do stand-up comedy and bits and bobs of writing, and I've got a podcast as well. And that's it. And I'm kind of just hanging around Crouch End, isn't it? And we have a chance to bump into you.
Yeah.
That's how the supermarket.
That's
it. And yeah, I write, just writer and comic.
And you do a lot of running because your podcast is called...
Do you know what it's called?
Running Commentary.
Running Commentary, yes, yeah. Yes.
And
and that's been going for 7 years and we've never missed a week.
Oh,
never
yeah.
missed a week in 7 years, yeah. And it's gone really well, everyone likes it. And it's, yeah, we record it while we're running, that's the unique thing about it. Chat about running, sometimes get guests in, mostly not, because we're too lazy. It's just me and a mate going for a run.
So do you think I'd be able to come on your podcast?
Well, we'd have to slow it down a bit. We might call it walking commentary that day. But do you run? You run a bit, actually, don't you?
I run for the bus.
All right, okay, cool. Yeah, we'd love to get you on, of course.
Come and
have
I did...
a little pootle.
I did go running with Rachel, your wife, once, but I couldn't keep up.
Yeah, she's quite swift.
And
yes.
She ran to Queen's Woods with some friends, and I was right at the back. And in the end, I actually lost sight of them.
Did you fall off the back? Yeah. And that was when I got into bees.
I thought, this isn't for me.
Yeah, it's not working out.
So as much as I'd like to be in running commentary, I think I'll wait till you start the walking one.
Yeah, well, it's only a matter of time.
So, Paul, you've come for the Christmas episode.
Fantastic, awesome.
Christmas,
love Christmas.
You love Christmas,
yeah,
don't you?
Absolutely love it, yeah. Big Christmas fan, looking forward to doing Christmassy things.
Well, we're going to be doing some Christmassy things.
Fantastic.
Here today. And we're going to be making some Christmas candles.
Awesome, brilliant.
We're going to be making some Christmas decorations made out of gingerbread.
Nice.
So I hope you're hungry.
Really hungry.
And,
not really. I've turned up with a bit of a dodgy stomach, but I should be fine. I'll try it, listen.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh dear.
I'm not going to, I can't promise anything.
All right then.
But well, I can handle food.
I have made some lovely curried soup and I've got lots of nice Christmas treats for you to eat. But if you're not really hungry, then Tom will have to eat them when he gets home. If you're feeling really bad, yeah, you could eat some wax and that will probably
up, yes,
stop
that'd
you
be
from...
exploding.
Exploding. So come through. Come through into the kitchen.
Ooh, nice. I smelled honey.
So that's the boiling hot wax.
All right, okay.
Have you ever seen melted wax in a big vat before?
No, I haven't, no.
You've never fallen into a vat of wax?
Never, no. I've had very few dealings with wax, to be honest.
Just before we get started, because I've gone all giggly, which is normal when we get together, because do you think that people who, you know, because you're very funny and you always bring the funniness out in me, just by hanging out with me, you always make me laugh.
Yeah.
Why do you think people are like that?
Some people bring out different sides to people, don't they? Some people, there's some mates I meet I'm really serious with.
Oh.
Because I respect their intelligence. And then I'm joking. No, people have different energies, don't they? And to be fair, we do speak quite seriously as well. There's a lot of serious stuff as well. And it's nice to have both extremes, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because we like each other, isn't it? It's a sign that you like someone if you have a good laugh.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, I hope you still like me after this.
Okay. Because,
it could...
What are we doing?
So we've got a couple of moulds here.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm doing...
We're going to make a candle. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, right. But first of all, we're going to be making a candle with this. Now, it looks a bit strange when you look inside, doesn't it? Mm. We thought, I'm going to surprise you with what it is.
Okay.
Now, when you look into the mould, this rubber mould, it does look a bit... That looks like it's a bit phallic, doesn't it?
It wasn't the first... I mean, I don't know if it looks phallic. I mean, it looks vaguely sexual. It looks sort of quite something that you might want to explore of an evening.
I want to tell you that it isn't, okay? It isn't that, but it's going to hopefully be a festive thing.
All right, yeah.
And so I've not used this mould before, so it's a bit of a surprise for me too. So what we've got to do is make sure that the wax doesn't come out.
Right.
So we're just going to put this plastic band tighten it up. Oh, that's it. And we've got a wick here.
Yeah.
So we can't hold it because if we do that, we might burn our fingers.
Right.
Actually, this looks like the hole. I hope the wax isn't going to fall out the bottom because I can see the hole.
Yeah, yeah.
What do
it's
you
think?
It's
quite safe. It feels fairly solid at the bottom
All
of
right,
it.
Well, you said it.
Okay.
I've got a second mould here, so I wonder if you can guess what it is.
Well, that does look quite testicular, doesn't it?
Does it?
To me, yeah. What does it look like to you? What do you think of?
Well, I've seen it.
You've seen the finished. You've seen the finished product, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks great. It's too sort of ovular. Or a butterfly. Could it be a butterfly?
Mm, it looks like a butterfly, but it's actually two little feet.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. That's
so
nice.
When the candle's
now,
going to be the other way around,
okay, yeah, I see
the
that
two
now.
Little feet... will stand up.
Oh, beautiful. So, oh, that's great. That's
do you know what
idea.
The two little feet might belong to at this time of year?
Little Bo Peep?
No, because little Bo Peep won't be out today, will she? Because it's too cold.
Jumping Jack Frost?
Ooh,
maybe Jack Frost?
Be.
Yeah. So you've been boiling this wax in the jam jars then for a while?
Okay. Oh, yeah, for about a week and a half.
So it's piping hot. yeah. But it's fine because you've got a tea towel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to throw it at anybody. Yeah. I'm not going to throw it at anybody who comes to the door.
Get away.
Yeah. So I'm going to pour it into this mould first. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So going to the top. All the way.
Nice.
So
exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And then I'm going to get this. I'm going to use a bit of a little one for this one because it's only a little... mould, and then I'm going to pour that one. Oh, there's not much space to pour over those little Bo Peep's feet. Okay.
Cool.
We've got some biscuits to make.
Gingerbread.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Right. So what you're going to do is make sure we get lots of flour on the table because I've got a funny feeling this is going to stick.
Right.
So
what makes good dough then? Because I don't know anything about this. I've never made gingerbread.
Well, I follow like a BBC recipe.
Right.
It's just like egg, sugar, flour, you know, often golden syrup and brown. Oh, actually, I think it's going to be okay. So if we turn it like that and then just get a bit of flour.
So I've already gone, mine's already a different shape.
That's all right. It's okay. So just go like that. Look, can you see I'm going round in a wheel? Right. Yeah. So start turning it like that. And so, yeah, it's got eggs, brown sugar, wholemeal flour, but this one I put pecan nuts in.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I ground them first, but I left my new blender on.
Right.
Because, you know, with the other one I had to hold the lid down, but this one you can walk off. And then when I came back, the pecan nuts had turned to like a nut butter instead of a nut flour.
Okay. Right. That's
and then nicer, it said, isn't it? Yeah, then it said 6 tablespoons of honey, but I think they put really big ones in.
Right.
And so I think that's why it went a bit soft. But hopefully it'll be yum, yum. It's got sounds cinnamon, gorgeous. Ginger.
Yeah, you can sort of smell that.
And a bit of cloves, yeah. Right. So we want to, like, make it, you know, I think we should try and do it as much as we can with our hands.
Sort of flatten it out.
Flatten it out, right. Yeah.
I've never done anything like this before.
Haven't you?
No.
You seem like a natural.
I've never done anything like this.
Oh, Paul. It. So look, we've got a rolling pill each.
Okay.
We don't want to be too thin or too fat.
Okay.
So Paul, get a bit of flour.
Yeah.
So the flour like stops you from sticking to the rolling pin.
Right.
Okay. Yeah? Okay. Not you, you're
Okay.
You don't want to stick to the rolling pin.
No.
Because your family need you, don't they? So, what we need is to make these stars, or gingerbread man, but I'm making a hole, look, like that.
Right, for the eyes.
For the ribbon. Because we're going to hang it up.
All right.
So, you're not going to do that with your gingerbread man, because where are you going to put a hole in a gingerbread man?
No, it won't work, would it? Belly button, won't work, would it? Do you know? Gingerbread man in distress. Yeah.
Maybe just put some eyes on him.
Okay, cool.
So at least he can see.
All right, okay.
And you could use the currants, or you could, make holes. See, you're natural.
Look at that. They need to be a bit bigger than that, don't they? Big eyes, big googly eyes.
Yeah.
Big googly alien eyes.
Yeah. You could put some buttons on him with some
Yeah, yeah, no, I think buttons would be good, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Do what you like, because actually I think you're good at baking.
Okay.
So what is it, so when did you start to just love Christmas so much? When you were little?
When the kids were young, really. Mm. I just started to really get into that thing when all the work stopped and just the magic of it, you know. Mm. Yeah, no, I absolutely adore it, yeah.
Have you got any traditions that maybe another family hasn't got?
Oh, we always throw the kids out the window on Christmas Eve. And then they've got to... traditions. We kept up with the stocking at the foot of the bed till the kids were like in their late teens.
Yeah.
And the kids would stay in their... They'd all sleep in the same room. So literally they were like 17, 18. And we'd sneak in with the stockings. I mean, we did that for years.
Aww.
And they really liked it. They really loved it. So stuff like that, you know. But that a lot of people do that, don't they? I mean, the stocking things and all. Think, look, this is where my lack of experience comes from. Now I don't know what to do with that. And my gingerbread man, it looks a bit like a sort of dinosaur, doesn't it? With sort of weird bulbous eyes, kind of quite scary eyes.
I think it looks like a flattened frog.
Yeah, there's definitely a bit of that going on, yeah. They're not certainly not as strong and solid as your stars.
Well, compare and despair, Paul.
Yeah, comparison is the thief of joy. Let us enjoy our gingerbread men and stars on their own terms.
Oh, well, never mind.
How come yours are really solid and mine aren't?
Well,
because of the dough, isn't it?
I have been, I've been practising all night with these stars.
Here we go. See if I can rescue my gingerbread man
what
frog.
What do you think, Paul, about perfection?
I think it's fleeting, isn't it?
Mm.
And it's not, obviously... Oh, there we go. Come on, fella. He's lost an arm, hasn't he? He's not happy, is he?
No.
But we won't judge him. Just put him on, like all the others.
Yeah.
There we go. The poor frog-looking weirdo! He's really going to have a tough Christmas, isn't he, that guy?
He's not going to have one, is he? Yeah.
With his big googly eyes.
But it wouldn't do for all biscuits to be the same.
No, of course not, no. And it's how they taste, ultimately, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And we're going to stick some of these in the oven. How long do they take to do?
Oh, only 7 minutes.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to tell you that me and Tom always had a tradition.
Yeah.
And it was, basically, I bought him this suit. It was a Father Christmas suit from Woolies, you know, when they used to be Woolies in Crouch End.
Yes, of course, we all miss Woolies, don't we?
Yeah. And so every Christmas I used to get him to wear the suit. Did you ever have one from Woolies?
No.
And I used to say, right, when it was time for to go in the bedroom to put the stockings up, you know, into the girls' room, I'd say, you have to wear your Father Christmas outfit, you know.
Yeah.
It used to be down the cellar. And you know how, like, on Christmas Eve, I mean, obviously not in your house because you sound like you're just having fun all the time, but we'd be, like, really stressed because we'd be up...
Constant fun. It was always, like...
I'd be, like, you know, stitching a little outfit for, you know, Gloria or Jeannie's teddy or something like that, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, we used to get like that.
Yeah.
Or drunk wrapping, that's a good one, isn't
Oh,
it?
God.
Yeah.
And then I'd say to Tom, you've got to get the suit on, and then he'd be like, oh, not the suit. And then he'd go down the cellar, and he'd look for the suit, and it was always fusty and mouldy from, you know. And then we had this tradition that we had to have sex with him dressed as Father Christmas.
I can imagine.
It was.
I can imagine. What, under the Christmas tree or what? Or?
Just any old hat. It was like a tradition that I couldn't like.
Get downstairs and put that suit on.
Yeah.
It's time.
But it was like, what happened was, it just never worked out like how I imagined it was.
Of course.
Because Tom was always like really racked off that he had to go down the cellar and he didn't, you know, he wasn't always happy about the suit.
There's nothing worse than your wife asking you to put a suit on and have sex with her. It's nothing worse. It's a real downer. Yeah.
So anyway, in the end, we did scrap the suit. It was about, I think the kids were probably about 18 and 20. No, I think it was one Christmas, a fake person came to the door, you know, like, and rang the doorbell, and there was like a scam going up the road where somebody was asking for money for a taxi. Do you remember in Crouch End?
Yeah, that can happen.
And anyway, the bell was ringing, and he was looking for a suit.
The bell was ringing. Anyway, suit.
Yeah, and after that, it just caused a lot of stress and anxiety, so we didn't do it after that, and then I threw the suit away, but I kept the hat.
Yeah. And we haven't had sex ever since.
We don't mention it anymore. We never talk of it. So, we're going to put them in the oven for 7 minutes. I'll put the timer on.
Yeah.
And then hopefully you'll have some to take home.
Cool.
I think Rachel will be very impressed with those.
And the candle as well, maybe. Will there be a candle?
Yeah, of course. Look, it's setting nicely now. Right, we haven't got a lot of time left.
Shall I go and put my suit on?
Oh, yeah. It might be a bit mouldy because you've not worn it for a long time, but yeah.
Got 7 minutes.
And then actually what you have to do is tradition, you have to just cover yourself in hot wax and then I'll be ready. What did you talk about on your podcast today, Paul?
I don't know, really. We just gamble on, really. Just loads of running chat. But running chat involves all sorts of things about getting old and falling over. And I've got a bad back at the moment. And now I've got my injury. And just general stuff. Just sort of decaying whilst poodling around. And also what we're seeing as well. So it's very beautiful at the moment, isn't it? Yeah. Have you been out walking? It's absolutely gorgeous.
Well, I did go out in the snow and I fell over.
Did you really?
I slipped.
Yeah. It's tough.
And I broke my phone.
It's tough. Really, you broke your phone? Yeah, it's pretty trepidatious. But we went around Finsbury Park and then we went the back way down the canal to Woodbury Reservoir around there. And it's absolutely gorgeous. So we're just like just describing the scenery as we saw it and ran through it. It was beautiful this morning. It's one of those days where it's freezing, but once you're out, it's really nice because it was sunny. But it's going to get a bit cold, isn't it?
But did you have any spikes on your shoes?
No. You just pitter patter. You're just running with very short steps, and keep on the grass if you can, because it is really skiddy out and about.
Did you tumble at all?
No tumbling. I've had no tumbles yet. No. I had to abandon my car on Sunday because I was in Hampstead. I went to a carol service in Hampstead, and the snow came down so quick, and there was like 3 crashes at the end of our road by the time we got back, because Crouching's very hilly, isn't it? So I had to leave the car on Sunday, and then I potted back to get it on Monday. It's emergency, isn't it? We've all got to do what we can, you know.
That's it. You've been taking your dog out without any shoes on.
No shoes for the dogs. No, dogs love the snow, don't they? Yeah. I mean, Billy goes crazy when she sees snow. She goes absolutely mental. Starts sprinting around and jumping up and down. She's absolutely loved it. Yeah.
But you've got no shoes for her.
No shoes for the dog. No clothes at all for the dog. Just completely naked.
She is quite furry though.
Yeah.
Lenny's been okay. He's not happy with his shoes.
Right. They're made out of wax.
Yeah. None of the dogs seem to like him in them.
Look at him showing off in his shoes.
Yeah, and his wax shoes, they won't come off his foot. They're stuck now. They're frozen to his foot. Do you want an apron?
It's up to you.
You have got a very nice shirt on.
I'm not bothered about that. I mean, it might make me feel more like a chef.
Yeah. Do you remember years ago when we made those quails together?
Well, I was preparing for come dine with me, wasn't I?
That's right. Yeah.
And you were helping me prep. It was like training. It was like the Olympics. Because I couldn't cook, basically. One of the main dishes was quails, and Esther coached me. And I only ended up winning it. There we go. So it was lovely. I did a weird soup starter. Then quails was the main course, and then I did a creme brulee for dessert.
Who were the other people in it?
Sean Hughes.
Oh yeah.
Of course, Sean Hughes. Duncan Novelle. Chase Me.
Oh. Right.
And Jeannie Ashire.
Oh.
Yeah. It was good. So the competition wasn't stiff, to be fair.
And was there any, you know, like, come down with me, some people used to fall out and there used to be all sorts of that. What happened? Was there any dramas?
No, we all got on really well. I mean, Sean was very funny, bless him. He was, because he cooked, for starters, desserts and main, he cooked the same dish, but in 3 different ways sort of thing. So it was like a joke, and it took us ages to work it out. He was really funny.
What did he cook then?
I can't remember. It's some sort of vegetarian thing. But that was good. Gina was very competitive. But great, she was great. Hers was all like natural vegan stuff. Duncan Novelle had obviously never cooked in his life. He was like appalling, absolutely appalling. And I was the only one who had it in my house. Everyone else had it in a studio.
Oh,
and because I just thought you meant to have it in your house, so everyone came in the house. Yeah, and we put on a snow machine. Because I was getting my kids to sing carols, and the snow went in Rudy's eye. And then we had to get the doctor in from next door. Because it was just went right in his eye, and it was like synthetic snow or something. So he started freaking out, and then the doctor came. It was all very dramatic.
Oh, so there was.
But it was
a
good
drama,
fun. Yeah, it was quite dramatic.
Did that make it to the programme?
No, it didn't make it to the programme. No, that's the edit. Yeah, the long version, director's cut.
Okay, that's the biscuits. Let's see if they're cooked. Ooh, that was... Are they cooked? The glasses have steamed up. Ooh. The ones at the front are. I think they'll be cooked, don't you?
They look all right, yeah. My one-armed, googly-eyed gingerbread frog is looking healthy.
You can sprinkle a little bit of demerara sugar on them.
Nice,
That's like...
Usually
it's like snow, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know whether it'll stick or not, but even the flattened dinosaur.
It's all right.
Yeah, actually,
the kids will love that one.
You know what? Yeah, I think
It's like a bloke saying hello, isn't it, with his hands in his pockets. Yeah.
I was thinking it looks like he's like welcoming people to his house at Christmas.
Come in, Come in. Hot candles. Stick your suits on. Get the suit in the basement.
Oh, God, I hope Tom's mum don't listen to the podcast.
She'd be proud of him.
Do you think?
Yeah, of course. What mum wouldn't?
Right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to turn off the oven because...
Very important.
You know, if you put a lot of hot bricks in your oven, apparently, that can then keep your room
warm.
Keeps
it. Oh, yeah. Okay, good idea.
So I've got a few concrete slabs in
there.
Nice. So why don't we look at what's happened to the wax moulds, and then hopefully you'll be able to take one home and go to your pantomime.
Fantastic.
Okay, then. So if you take this off...
Mm.
These sticks.
Right.
That's it. And then right. You release your wax.
Okay.
That's it. And so then you're going to take the elastic bands off.
Right. Cool. So.
And then you're going to...
Yeah. And then I'm going to...
Turn it back.
Yeah.
Take that off. That wooden bit. Is it still?
Yeah.
And now, can you see where there's a slit there?
Yeah.
So you're going to pull it open.
Cool.
Oh. Very carefully, because it might still be warm.
Right. Ease it away.
There you go.
Father Christmas. That's incredible. That's wild. That's really good.
There you go.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Merry Christmas.
Well done. That's beautiful. How cool is that? That'll go on the tree, actually. That's good. Well, actually, no, it's a candle. It won't go on the tree. But that will take pride of place. That's gorgeous. That's very, very delicate, isn't it? You've done really well there.
You've
done really well. That's beautiful.
I didn't make the mould. Right. It's just a rubber mould. Shall we try and do the other one?
Okay, cool.
Yeah? So now you know what's...
Release the wax.
Yeah.
I'm turning it upside down. Gently.
No, because actually, you remember you took the elastic bands off the last time because the elastic band's holding it. Because
all right,
and then you're going to crack it open like an egg.
Yeah. But I did turn it upside down last time.
Oh,
just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Then sorry, I didn't see you do that.
Maybe you're a bit.
This one's a bit bigger.
This one's a bit bigger. Yeah, so you've got to be a bit more careful.
And this is the first time I've used this mould, Paul.
Right. Okay.
Sorry to diss your style then.
No. So we're taking it a bit more gently.
Yeah.
With a big mould. Cool. Here we go.
Okay, and now...
Now we're going to open
it
up.
So have you got any idea what it might be?
I've got no idea what it could be. Well, we thought it was going to be a big butterfly, but we don't... Well, that's the surface, isn't it? We don't know what lies underneath.
Mm.
That's the thing. Let's have a little look. It's a bit hotter.
Careful. Ooh. Lift it up then with the wax. That's it. Ooh.
Oh. It's a big Buddha. How cool is that? That's great. That's incredible. How cool. That's really nice. That's great. Awesome. Awesome.
The Buddha's not quite cooled down enough yet. It's still a bit hot, so you might have to be careful.
Yeah. Oh, they're wild. That's great.
Look, he's got a little tail as well, so you could
chop
his tail off.
Yeah.
And you might want to put him on a little surface.
Yeah, on like some sort of plinth.
Plinth. Yeah, you could build a plinth.
Yeah, I'll build a massive plinth for him, yeah. Yeah. The centrepiece of the front room, yeah. Leave me Buddha alone! Dad's making a plinth!
Well, Merry Christmas, Paul. Well,
yeah, have a great one. It's been really nice to see him. To walk away with Santa and Buddha's been a complete bonus.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and your family and to Buddha and Santa. And I'll call you up whenever I'm feeling down. Queen Bees is written and created by Esther Coles and Jane Horrocks. It is produced by Claire Broughton and Andy Goddard and partly recorded at The Hives on my allotment near Crouch End in London. Our title music is Sweet Nothing by Amy Mae Ellis and Will Cookson. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Queen Bees Pod for pictures and videos from the hive. Queen Bees is a hat trick podcast.